This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There are new signs of a real estate slump from China. Housing sales there have dropped 10% over the last year, and new construction is down nearly 25%. All this despite government efforts to encourage Chinese to buy homes. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports.
A raft of sluggish numbers have left many wondering if China's real estate market slowdown will end with a crash.
I think that the property crash is underway.
And Stevenson Yang is research director at J Capital in Beijing.
Once you lose the consumer's confidence that there is going to be price appreciation, then you really can't recover it.
Stevenson Yang's team recently surveyed 44 cities throughout China. They found discounts as high as 40% on properties in all but one of those cities. In 12 of the cities they surveyed, developers were financing or forgiving down payments, blatantly violating a rule requiring buyers to put 30% of their own money down in a home purchase. In a country where many people buy property more as an investment than a place to move into, economists say a property crash would mean a downturn in China's consumer spending and would have a ripple effect throughout the world's second largest economy. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.